And I want to read this verse in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Verse 12. Who had measured the waters in the hollow of his hands, and meted out the heavens with a span, and comprehend the dust of the earth in a measure, and weigh the mountains in scales and the hills in balances. Who had directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor had taught him? Who, with whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him the path of justice, judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed him to the way of understanding? Verse 21. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understanding from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth on the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants are as a grasshoppers. They that stretch it out the heavens as a skirt, as a curtain, and spread it them out as a tent to dwell in. Verse 25. To whom then will he liken me? Or shall I be equal? Said the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, and bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might. For he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching for his understanding. Indeed, this is scripture. This is scripture that God is bringing before us. It tells us when we look at creation. And you know what is wonderful? I told you that I went down in this collider, 300 feet in the ground. And I tell you, if you see wires, miles and miles of wires, a tunnel, I think it's about 80 kilometers long, and big like this room, a little about twice the size. And they have this like a transformer, okay? And this transformer is built, it's massive, and they're shooting light through a tunnel to find out the origin of the earth, of the universe. Since we are living on like a pinhead, we are smaller than a grain of sand. We are in a universe that we are like, you know, how to describe us? We are like just there. But this is the planet that the Son of God has visited. I don't know who is out there, but I know who came here. The Son of God. So the point is this. We ask ourselves, could you indeed conceive the expanse of space? Could you conceive how vast this universe is? And not only so, by the greatness of his might, he called every star by name. Every star. Not only so, it talk about he hold the waters in the hollow of his hands. It's like a drop in the hollow of his hands. He spanned the heavens. You know what that means? This is my span. God do so. And he spanned the heavens one side to the other. And men talk about this God. Can you conceive how great he is? This is the Son. And now, indeed, the scripture tells us, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But let me say this. In the book of Hebrews, the creation is attributed to the Son. And also in the book of Romans, it means this, that the Son acted on behalf of the Godhead. It's like the Godhead came together and said, listen, we want to create this universe and we want to do this. And the Son acted on behalf of the Father and the Spirit. So it's like the Godhead created, but the actor was the Son. Indeed, this is how great he is. This is how great he is. And we have embraced and come to know him as our Lord and personal Savior. He's greater than creation, you know. Because I tell you, the scripture says, any man who build a house is greater than the house. Hebrews tells us that. So when it comes to creation, indeed, and the mastermind behind it, you know, the great train robbery in England. Indeed, oh, they says, what a mind, what a great mastermind that these men pull off this robbery. Yeah? You look at creation. Look at it. And I tell you, I've traveled, you know. I've traveled across America. I drove from New York to California. And I saw America. Beautiful country, man. God bless America. You go to the Caribbean, you say, God bless the Caribbean. You go down to Barbados, yeah? You see some beaches that make beaches up here look like joke. Yeah. You say, well, boy, you all are the best of the land. You go to, Hadley and I just went up to the North Sea. And I tell you, brethren, thank God for sunshine. It was so cold. When we told the lady we were going up to the North Sea, the lady says, oh. We got there. Well, I bought a shoe. I bought thick socks. I bought sweater. All kind of prepared for it. I was prepared for it. When we got there, the ice, the sea was frozen. I tell you, frozen. But you know, to my amazement, there were people there with just a little jacket. I said, what is this? People, God has made a beautiful planet. Ask Brother Sam or Brother Joe about Ethiopia. Beautiful place. Every place God has made. Creation, indeed, listen, is fantastic, fabulous, wonderful. You could see the Creator's hand. And you sit back and say, indeed, it has declared his eternal power and Godhead, this creation. And man will question this God and ask about this God, you know, is he real? You know, where he came from? And what? God, the Son, has been fully revealed his power. But you know, it's his coming that reveal his love. Tell you, remember the song? It says, listen. It says, the miracle of love and grace. Is that is what won our hearts. All his power he has. I tell you, retreat into nothingness. Job had to really evaluate himself and says, I heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But when? I saw thee, I have hung myself in sackcloth and ashes. The Creator. Take a good look. Go out at night. You don't see the stars in New York and New Jersey. Okay? Too much light. But you just, tonight, go out in the dark places like this. And you look. Our Savior put that there. You tell. You go on your job. Try it tomorrow. He says, I look up at the stars and realize my Savior put it there, you know. Start saying you're mental. But it's a fact. It's true. Let this dawn upon you. And I want to read Psalm 19 before I proceed and finish.